Today's journey to wellness in Indian country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth campus, educating medical students dedicated to serving rural Minnesota and American Indian Alaska Native communities. We heard the Indigo Girls just a few minutes ago, and Indigo Girls and Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth have some great news this summer, and we have Winona LaDuke on the phone with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Winona. How are you doing today?
Good. Very nice day in the North Country over here. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. This is wonderful news. Tell us a little bit about this money. I understand you've come into some grant money to distribute around the country.
Right. Actually, it was like a Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram concert that was virtual that the Indigo Girls did. And that concert raised $230,000.
$230,000.
And it was in May, and we just got the money in from Facebook and other people, and
that's fantastic.
We just gave it away.
That's wonderful. So now you've got this money. Honor the Earth now has a great opportunity. What are you planning to do with it?
Well, we gave it all away.
That's what you do. Right on.
and what's cool, so people pledged, and we were able to give out money to food sovereignty programs, including at Boyce Fort, in some of these northern communities, a number of food sovereignty programs. It's really about, in this time of COVID, how do we make sure that we can eat in the fall, you know, and wellness? And so we are really glad. And I just want to say, you know, I've directed this organization, Honor the Earth, for a really long time. We're a 28-year-old organization. Mm-hmm. And the Indigo Girls have been there with me the whole time. We're co-founders. So grateful for them and their wonderful fans.
That's a great opportunity, too, to really use the sort of forced digital world we have to exist in right now to communicate with each other to help raise some money for some great causes. Now, I understand it's not just Minnesota. It's really across the country and Canada as well.
Yes, we did fund some Canadian projects and some projects in Mexico. We funded a lot of projects down at Navajo on food sovereignty, on, you know, even some self-sufficiency. We funded some farmers who needed some fences and needed some wells, native farmers. And we supported a bunch of, you know, projects in Alaska, elsewhere. Really proud of our, in Canada, really proud of our work.
Wonderful.
And really just grateful to the Indigo Girls and to people who want to make a difference for the future, because now's the time.
Now, you said 28 years now you guys have been an organization, Honor the Earth, formed back in the early 90s. What caused the formation? How did you guys decide to get together on this?
Well, you know, I met the Indigo Girls at Earth Day at Foxborough Stadium in Boston, and we were both speaking at this, like, 1992 Earth Day event that had been organized, and I was talking about, you know, things that we need to do in the battles of Indian country, whether it was mining or coal strip mining or uranium mining. And the girls and I just kind of, we had kind of met at something called the Ban the Dam Jam, and which was opposing the big hydro dams in Quebec. And mm-hmm. So we talked about what we should do together, because musicians change your world. They, you know, they make you happy. They speak to your heart. And if you're going to change how people think, sometimes it's best to just start with music and support those people who have good thoughts. And so the girls and I formed this organization. We work with all kind of musicians, from the Dixie Chicks, Bonnie Raitt, Jackson Browne, you know, all kinds of women have worked with us, and men, musicians, and we've raised millions of dollars to give away to Indian country, and we're proud of it. We're proud of it. We're a little organization, but we do our best, you know, and we give away about $300,000, maybe $400,000 a year in grants to Native organizations.
For a little organization, that's a lot of great work. That's a tremendous amount
mm-hmm.
of work. So that's mm-hmm. wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, people think of us as the people who don't like Line 3. We're the people who want good water and a beautiful future. You know, that's what we're working on. And we support Indigenous communities. So, you know, we support the arts. We supported the Votan mural of the beautiful water protector woman in downtown Duluth. You know, we're supporting some billboards, art billboards, and a lot of music. And we're so sad, because usually a couple of weeks ago we would have had our Bayfront Gala, you know, where last year we had the Indigo Girls and Nako, other musicians down there, but not this year. But jeepers, we really was surprised how much money we raised, and we just turned around and gave it all away.
That's what you do.
That's an awesome feeling. Awesome really, feeling to be able to support people.
We should all be so lucky. And it's great that, again, you could use the online platform instead of a live stage down at Bayfront this year to still do some good work. We will have a link set up to people who can go and find out more information about the work that Honor the Earth has been doing and this grant money as well. So, Winona LaDuke, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We appreciate it.
Oh, me Gwich, thank you. You have a good day over there in Duluth. See you later on.
Shall do. Thanks so much. Take care.
Me Gwich.
Winona LaDuke, the executive director of Honor the Earth. Honor the Earth, in collaboration with its co-founders, Indigo Girls, will award over $230,000 in grants to 50 Native organizations and communities this summer. Recipients include Native communities from Canada to Hawaii to Minnesota and across the U.S. Honor the Earth funding will help individual communities working on issues that include food security and environmental protection, plus sustainable agriculture, education, outreach, arts, culture, and other needs prevalent in Indian Country. Today's Journey to Wellness in Indian Country is made possible by the University of Minnesota Medical School, Duluth Campus, a national leader in improving healthcare access and outcomes in rural Minnesota and American Indian Alaska Native communities.